much. We're going to go on to our next speaker. That's Carol Spahn. Carol is the acting director of the Peace Corps, and she's going to talk about life-transforming experiences. Carol, please go ahead.
Great. Thank you, Larry, and thank you, Todd. So let me just start by saying that the toughest job you'll ever love is a fitting slogan for a federal agency with a mission as audacious as world peace and friendship. Since 1961, more than 240,000 Americans have joined Peace Corps to serve in the far reaches of 140 countries around the world. At a budget of $410 million annually, yielding approximately 7,000 volunteers, it is cost-effective, grassroots diplomacy that pays dividends for decades, both here at home and abroad. So how does it work? Volunteers range in age from 20 to 87. They serve at the invitation of host governments. The focus is not on bringing in money, but rather on building capacity and relying on locally available resources. Most serve for 2 years, although some technical assignments can last from 3 to 12 months. Volunteers are expected to learn one of 177 local languages, share American culture with their communities, and share foreign cultures back home. The fundamental premise is that we create world peace and friendship, one relationship at a time, by living and working together. So what does this look like in practice? Well, no service is the same. We send volunteers to teach, to work at rural health centers, train small businesses, plant trees, and work with small farmers and youth. They live on a monthly allowance on par with the local community, which can be as little as $160 a month. Some have running water and electricity, some have neither. Some live with host families, some have their own apartments or huts. Some live in the coldest corners of the globe and sleep with their vegetables, literally, to keep them from freezing overnight, while others serve in the hottest places and sleep outside with hammocks and mosquito nets in the hopes of catching even a slight breeze. We don't promise that anything will be easy, nor do we guarantee results. New language, new culture, far from family and friends, low pay. Why would anyone in their right mind sign up? People who join Peace Corps want to be challenged, and they don't want to sit on the sidelines when it comes to solving pervasive problems associated with poverty. They are risk takers, resilient optimists, and creative problem solvers who learn to embrace uncertainty and accept that failure will be a part of growth. It is definitely not for everyone, but the opportunity is profound, and those who sign up are fundamentally transformed. In a recent Harvard Business Review article, two anthropologists describe a liminal experience, and they draw some parallels to our global experience during COVID. A liminal experience, they share, involves a prolonged separation from normal ways of being and doing. They are, by definition, quote, disturbing and disruptive, but they also represent potent opportunities for reflection, discovery, and even reinvention. A Peace Corps volunteer can't help but to reinvent themselves after uprooting from the U.S. and living an intentionally disruptive existence in every conceivable way for 2 years. Volunteers' worldviews are challenged, their values questioned, and their resilience tested. They get comfortable being dropped into any situation and figuring it out. They gain perspective and empathy, and they learn the importance of listening first. These skills are highly sought after when volunteers return to the U.S. by the Foreign Service, the federal government, and international nonprofits, and also companies like Accenture, Delta, Disney, and MasterCard, who are all official employers of national service. I would argue that these skills are precisely what we need as Americans to heal from the divisiveness that has pervaded our country and to emerge from this pandemic in a way that will make history proud. As Peace Corps celebrates its 60th anniversary, we are looking back on our history and planning for our future. When Peace Corps started, it ramped up to 44 countries and 7,300 volunteers in just 2 years. Budget and safety permitted, we've responded when countries have called. When communism fell across Eastern Europe, following the end of apartheid in South Africa, and after civil wars in places like El Salvador and Liberia. Peace Corps helps nations at the grassroots level to heal, to bridge divides, and to provide hope, inspiration, and connection. Beyond the national landscape, Peace Corps has contributed to large-scale public health efforts. In the 60s and 70s, it was smallpox vaccination. In the 80s, guinea worm eradication. Since the early 90s, HIV prevention. And we're gearing up now to respond to COVID. We were part of these efforts at the last mile, reaching some of the most isolated and vulnerable populations. We concentrate a significant portion of our programming on youth, which is critical given the youth bulges that are looming or underway in many developing countries. In 2019 alone, volunteers taught 334,000 students, reached 166,000 people with HIV prevention, and worked with 64,000 girls to promote life skills and girls empowerment. But at the end of the day, our impact is not measurable in numbers. Volunteers plant seeds. There are hundreds of thousands of people around the world who have been impacted by Peace Corps volunteers and who attribute their success, at least in part, to the volunteers who inspired them. I have had a vice president, ambassadors, ministers, and a Supreme Court justice tell me with great pride about volunteers who impacted them, or how they visited rural communities in their official capacity and saw a Peace Corps volunteer hard at work speaking their language. It's incredibly powerful. So where is Peace Corps now? Due to the pandemic, last March, for the first time in our 60-year history, Peace Corps evacuated almost 7,000 volunteers from villages around the world in just 8 days as borders were closing. We're getting closer to returning to service, and all 61 countries we departed are eager to have us back, and others are lining up to welcome us. In the meantime, we've launched a virtual service pilot. We have volunteers working with 85 organizations online and staff conducting virtual workshops. Following a year of divisiveness and isolation, we are meeting this moment thoughtfully and intentionally. So I'll leave you now with a quote that I shared when I was country director with the almost 500 volunteers who served during my tenure in Malawi, one of the poorest countries in the world. Quote, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. We are currently accepting applications. Back to you, Larry.
Fantastic.